Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. And welcome aboard to another edition of Real Answers with Chris Anderson. Wednesdays during the Noon Report, we tackle the tough topics facing today's families with licensed mental health counselor Chris Anderson, who's joined us in studio today. Chris, thanks for making the trip.
It's always good to be here.
Do I owe you for lunch, or is it your turn to pay?
We'll figure that out
when we get there. It is a long drive for you, but we got a great show and a special guest in studio, and you're going to introduce our guest in a minute. But we want to talk about supporting our vets. Yep. Many vets are back home on home base, and they struggle big time with a range of issues. We talk about it all the time. Post-traumatic stress disorder, reintegrating it back into society. And Chris, today we're going to take a closer look at the struggles, really put a human face on this. And if you would, why don't you introduce our guest today?
Sure. I've got a very good friend of mine, Tim Newman. He's a veteran here, and I'm going to let him explain a little bit more about the company that he was in the Army. He's going to help us walk us through some of the issues today. So Tim, go ahead and just explain a little bit again who you served with and just a little bit about your time overseas.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, guys. Good to be here. Thanks for having me. I was at 101st Airborne Division, 3rd Brigade Combat Team of the 3rd Battalion of the 187th Infantry Regiment, Rakasan. Yeah, I know that's a mouthful.
That is. Wow.
It's a very prestigious unit. It's the most decorated unit in all of the military. Every branch, we have more presidential citations, most awards, most enemies taken down. But we also have a lot of bad numbers, too. We've got the most DUIs, the most domestic issues. You know, with the good comes the bad.
Share a little bit your story as far as your injury forced you to retire from the Army. What happened?
Sure. Yeah, I served a short bit in Iraq, but I did my last tour 13 months in Afghanistan. After an IED injury, I had pins in my ankle, and it bent one of the pins. And then I got hit with a rocket-propelled grenade, an RPG, when I was a gunner in my truck. Due to that, I'm missing about a third of my joint in my foot. I've had 7 surgeries so far, pretty much one every year. And doing that, missing so much of your foot and the pain and everything with it, you know, you can't get your buddy out of the kill zone at a combat like you used to be able to. So time for me to go.
Yeah, Tim, well, again, it's a blessing to have you in here with us today. And one of the big reasons why I wanted to bring you in here is just to get your perceptions on, again, what can churches and what can communities do to show support to veterans to give you guys the support that you need?
Well, as far as churches is concerned, serving is huge. You know, when a veteran gets out of combat, you know, they want a sense of belonging. They're a part of a larger group, something bigger. And now coming back, you know, if you don't have, you know, there's no more missions, there's no more goals per se, being a part of a church that gives you direction, gives you a sense of serving, serving the betterment of the group and protecting one another. I mean, that's huge.
I remember watching American Sniper and the Chris Kyle story and how he found that sense of identity after so many tours by helping out young men on the range and ultimately giving his life. But that's how he found that identity. We talk about soldiers coming home and the stuff they see, and just you can't even imagine us here. And we thank you, first of all, for what you did in protecting us here and our freedoms, our way of life. PTSD, was that ever an issue for you?
Oh, yes, very largely. I mean, I still deal with it today. In fact, I met my lovely wife, Samantha, overseas, actually in Afghanistan. She was a combat driver. You know, with communication, you know, being quick to anger or not having the emotional responses that normal people usually do, you know, it's caused issues in the beginning of our marriage. But through counseling and things like that, they got resolved. Normal stuff that's supposed to be enjoyable, like even going to a restaurant, you know, you can't even relax. You're always trying to sit in the corner. You know, it's hard to just enjoy life in its fullest at times.
Does it ever get better?
Yeah, it definitely gets better. But just because you go to counseling or you become a Christian, it's not just a feel-good thing. It's better overnight. It takes time. It takes dedication. Counseling definitely helped. But even better was my small group, my church family, and being in God's Word daily.
Yeah, it's that ever-important support system, Bob, that we've talked about.
Yeah.
We have. We touch on that. It's amazing how often that comes up.
Yeah.
We're always talking about having a healthy support system. And I want to ask Tim, too, and it was funny, we joked on the way over here to the studios today about wishing we could have recorded our conversation coming over. And we would have just given it to you, Bob, and say, here, play this. We would have made your job a lot easier.
Well, let me hit rewind and have that conversation over again.
We did. And one of the things that we had, and I want Tim to touch on this, here, is when people want to help and be supportive, sometimes there's a gap between being able to empathize and really understand what vets have gone through and how it impacts their abilities to relate to people back here in civilian life. So, Tim, if you could, what do you want people who are well-meaning, who really want to give you the support, how can they best give you that support in let's say, casual conversation or within the context of your small group if they don't quite understand what you went through?
Sure. You know, a lot of times, like vets, especially with the way that the war eras have changed, you know, our Vietnam vets weren't appreciated as much as veterans are now today, which is huge, you know, and we don't ask for recognition. It's just a job. But, you know, veterans struggle with stuff. And, you know, it's nice to have people empathetic or sympathetic towards what we experience, but we're not always just looking for a handout. We just want to fit in. You know, not all injuries are seen. Like my foot, you know, that's pretty evident. But I had multiple traumatic brain injuries. So, you know, even sleeping is a problem. I have to sleep with a CPAP because my brain shuts off, you know. Yeah. So not all injuries are seen, but that's what happens with all these blast exposures. So, you know, sometimes I feel like socially awkward, even with my small group or at work. It's hard to just find that connection with people. Yeah. You just feel like the black sheep, so to speak.
What advice would you give other vets? I'm not sure how much you talk to the other guys in your unit that are back stateside, but so many are circling out and coming back home. What advice would you give those who are dealing with a lot of demons right now? Because I know there's some that are listening right now that are really glued to the radio listening to you share from the heart.
Sure. I mean, my personal experience, you know, you got to, for me, especially, first of all, I had to turn away from self-medication, like turn away from overindulging in alcohol, things like that. Go to counseling. I mean, it's been years now. And sometimes, I mean, as you can see just from today, it's still hard to talk about things.
Yeah.
You know, I lost 3 guys in my platoon and many others during those tours. And you never forget the things you've had to do or experienced. So go to counseling, talk to somebody. It's not weakness to admit that. And you're not going to notice it over time. I didn't realize right away that I had suffered from PTSD. And the final thing is keeping God center. I can't tell you enough. My best friend, Andy Hall, he's the pastor at Crosstown Alliance.
I know that
over
guy.
In Olean. We got great pastors, Jeremy, John, and Stu. You know, they're amazing leaders. They're not like the leaders I'm used to from the Army, but they definitely know how to steer you in the right direction and keep God center, the very center and citadel of your life. It's by His grace that you get to live out each and every day to be Christ-like and love people.
Great show today. Tim, thanks for coming in. Appreciate you sharing from the heart. Real Answers with Chris Anderson, tackling the tough topics facing today's families.